Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a magical Monday edition. I feel quite confident. Got Evan on the board. Fancy Brian's feeling better. But, you know, keeping people apart. Trying to keep everybody healthy up around here. COVID's sort of a bitch. So, Evan, welcome back, man. Glad you've been filling in admirably. Well, you've been doing great. And today, we got a fine guest. I got fine guests booked all week. Crudy's been putting some effort in behind the scenes to put together fine shows for you great people each and every day this week. And here are what my efforts have amounted to. Well, let me set the backstory just a little bit. First and foremost, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson will not be appearing on this show this week. Sorry. No, Ron. Ron used to come on this show back when Ron was a little more sane, let's just say. But Ron, over the course of the weekend, Sunday morning, like everybody does it Sunday morning, Ron tweeted out that he's running for re-election. And I'm sorry I don't have the candidate to offer you. Once upon a time, he used to come on this show with some frequency, bring beer occasionally, used to be country club cordial. But I cannot tell you with any certainty what happened to Ron Johnson. I can just tell you, here in the state of Wisconsin, we the left, all the good lefties and the Democrats and hell, a lot of candidates want a piece of Ron Johnson's ass. So today, Monday on the big show, we've got the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, his name, Ben Wickler. Been far too long. Ben Wickler joining me in the next hour. Tomorrow, we've got Wisconsin's lieutenant governor, his name, Mandela Barnes. He is currently a U.S. senatorial candidate. He's going to lead off the happier 4 o'clock Central Time happy hour tomorrow, so tune in for that. And then Wednesday, a fine U.S. Senator, Tammy Baldwin, the one that ain't named Ron, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a fine progressive, joining us about 3:30 Central Time, zooming in. Thursday is going to bring U.S. senatorial candidate, again from Wisconsin, Peter Bukarski, and Friday, going to make it a five-pack. Tom Nelson, he's also running for the U.S. Senate. He's currently the Outagamie County Executive. He serves in a purple part of Wisconsin. We add this fine cast of characters to the recent appearance of Sarah Godlewski. And I would tell you, here are the alternatives. Alex Lasry, we've also reached out to Lasry's campaign. Hopefully he'll book up soon. But these are the alternatives to Ron Johnson. But no Ron this week, I assure you. I didn't even ask. And Tony Evers, just for you-know-whats and giggles, Crudy said, hey, it's been too long since Tony Evers been on this show. I hear he's running for re-election as well. So, you know, I use the generic press at Evers campaign, whatever it is. And I invited him on as a candidate to talk about his re-election campaign. Tony Evers, Democratic governor of Wisconsin, he's running. We'll see if he appears on this fine show any day soon. But anyways, Magic Monday. It's going to be magical. I feel good about the big day, and I feel good whenever you find folks join us here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. And we got some new listeners, so let me share a few of the ways to reach us. First and foremost, my favorite way is when you call us at 844-967-2789. That's a universal. It's a free, toll-free. Free to you, costs something to me. but free to you, phone number to call into the big show. You can also text, although I don't know what kind of deal you got with your cell phone company, but that same number, 844-967-2789. You can always tweet at us, at Devil Radio, and all the other various forms, you know, got a Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. I encourage you to follow me there at the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, because that's where I share up my show prep. What I might want to talk about, stuff I could, you know, really what I'm trying to do is not forget the important stuff. So I put it there. Today's important stuff. You know what? You know what Mitch McConnell said? Mitch McConnell, you know that guy. Turtle, Senate Minority Leader. Hopes to be the Majority Leader someday real soon. But Mitch McConnell came out today and he put out a statement bemoaning the Democrat, the left's hashtag big lie. You know, because we, according to the right, we've got a big lie. Well, here it is. I'm going to share some of this. The reporting at thehill.com. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, office knocked Democrats over the left's big lie. See what they're doing there? They're just trying to take away some of the impact of the word, the big lie. You know, they've heard Trump's big lie. They have protected, they have propagated their own big lie for so long. Well, they want to lessen the impact of the big lie. Because their big lie led to a national insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Kind of got violent up there. So, you know, let's see if we can tar and feather the left as well. The left's big lie, which it pegged as the belief, and here's the quote, there is some evil anti-voting conspiracy sweeping America as Democrats look to push for federal voting rights legislation. A memo from the Minority Leader's office on Sunday predicts that Democrats will try to use fake hysteria to break the Senate and silence millions of American voices so that they can take over elections and ram through their radical agenda. You know, I'm not great at the McConnell, but it sounds something like that. It's galling, isn't it? Galling to hear, not just my bad imitation thereof. Likely referring to calls by many Democrats to abolish the filibuster in the Senate to pass voting rights reform. Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans have repeatedly stood up to the left in the big lie that there is an evil anti-voting conspiracy sweeping America, the memo added. A little self-aggrandizement in his own memo. The messaging from McConnell's office as Democrats are planning to make national voting rights reform a top priority of the new year. After Senate Republicans blocked the Democrats' two key voting bills last year, the Freedom to Vote Act. Ah, we hate that one. We hate that one. And the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Ah, we hate John Lewis. The party is giving the GOP one last chance. You know, we always give them too many one last chances, but let me read on. The party is giving the GOP one last chance to hang us, to cooperate on voting rights before attempting to go it alone. You know, because they haven't shown their true colors by now. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer last week said he would force a vote on changing the Senate rules by January 17th if Republicans again block voting rights legislation. Many in the Democratic Party, pretty much all except for maybe two, many in the Democratic Party are in favor of nixing the filibuster to pass voting rights legislation. But two, Senator Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema remain opposed. Republicans, however, are hell-bent on keeping the filibuster intact. Just for this session, just while they're in the legislative minority, does any one of you think that Mitch McConnell would have any qualms about doing away with the filibuster, assuming they win one more seat? Assuming they have the senatorial majority, do you think they give a damn, a rat's rump, about preserving the filibuster for the minority Democrats? I don't think so. And you're not that naive either, not even you, CJ. The video characterizes the filibuster, a legislative hurdle, you know, sort of a made-up construct as far as I can tell, a legislative hurdle requiring 60 votes for passage of bills as a rule. Rules are made to be broken, Mitch McConnell breaks them whenever he feels like it. It's a rule that ensures millions of Americans have a voice in Congress. It also accuses Democrats of wanting to silence Americans. Schumer's office on Monday recirculated a memo first published last week that accused GOP-led state legislatures across the country of pursuing and passing legislation that would dramatically restrict voting, putting our democracy at risk. It cited the Brennan Center, which found that at least 19 states passed 34 laws restricting access to voting, and that was just between January 1st and December 7th. The memo also said McConnell was attempting to gaslight the American people. Yeah, I think so. One area in which the two parties may be able to compromise is the Electoral Count Act. Okay. Something along the fringes, right? Say we've got some progress. But of course, that is completely insufficient. But I'll bring this article to conclusion. The Electoral College Act, a decades-old statute that outlines for Congress, formally tallies the Electoral College vote. Both McConnell and his number two, John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, have said it is worth discussing. Oh, you got a conversation out of it. And some Democrats have had discussions about the law. Well, okay. If we're going to use the Electoral College, which of course protects the minority Republicans, because I would say based on the last election, there's more Democrats than there are Republicans. But the Electoral College is there to protect the minority. But you should not be able to, you know, let's say overturn the outcome of the Electoral College. Shouldn't be able to have a coup d'etat, whether it's of the violent sort or the Green Bay sweep sort, the procedural sort, put up by Peter Navarro and Eastman and his crew over at the Trump administration. So this is galling. I watched, you know, because I have a very interesting life. I watched George Lakoff. I watched a linguist last night. I watched movies from this guy. And Republicans, I mean, Republicans, they know how to frame stuff. And this is very important to them. You know, they're suddenly going to put Democrats on the defensive about the big lie that they want to federalize elections, which means state by state, they don't want to allow states to voter suppress. We got to get better at the words. They're important. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. Lots of words in your calls as well. 844-967-2789.
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to work.